Idios Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalad. We're still doing mikvah halachos involving flowing water. The previous Mishnah was talking about flowing water, and if it flows naturally and it flows over kelim, over a mitzora, over a zav, it can be mitahir. But in this situation, what happens if somebody directs flowing water over kelim? Well, then the water is considered to be treated like a mikvah, like a pool of water, and not like a flowing spring. So, hey, Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik testified al zochalin on flowing waters, shekilchon ba'alei egos, that he channeled them using the leaves of nuts. The leaves of nuts means the outer green shells of nuts. So the water flows through it and then falls outside. So it's falling outside the channel. So what he did was, he had a kind of thin track that he made by damming up the water a little bit, so it flowed down between these nut pieces that he put there, that such a zochalin shein k'sherim, or kosher. They're considered to be flowing. You can use them for a zav, for a mitzora. So if you directed it a little bit, it's treated like ordinary flowing water, but the reason for that is that he's channeling it through these nut shells. Had he dug a channel in the actual dirt and made a physical channel, they would not be kosher in this way. That's the implication of what he's saying. Nut shells are not considered kelim, even though he's using them in a keli way by making channels or walls out of them. Nevertheless, they're not considered a keli. In fact, Maisahoya ba'ahalya, there was such a story in Ahalya, and they channeled the water using nutshells. And the story came in front of the Sanhedrin, who sits in the Lishkas HaGozis, the famous chamber of hewn stone in the Beis HaMikdash. And they said it was kosher, and you could use that water to make mechatos or to have a zav bitovel in it, as Rabbi Tzadik testified. Some people say that this foliage of nuts was leaves from the nut plants, nut trees, rather than shells, but most people say it was the shells. Mishnah Hey. Hey and Rabbi Yoshua, the Rabbi Yakim Ish Hadar. Two Tanoim, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yakim of Hadar, testified al kolol shel chatos, shenasano al gabe hasheretz. When it comes to a jar, a kolol of a chatos, a sin offering, this means an earthenware jar that had the ashes of the Parah Aduma inside it. So if he put that on top of a sheretz, on top of a creeping thing, even though technically when it comes to a keli of cheres, of earthenware, if there's contact with sheretz on the outside, what's inside still remains tahar. But in this case, although usually the interior would be tahar, shehu tameh, this would become tameh. Because when it's a jar with the mechat, with the ashes of the chatas inside it, then if it's put on top, this is a mission in Masechta Parah that we will get to later on in Shas, then it is tame. All of the ashes inside are tame. You just wasted a whole jar of the ashes of a chatas. Shame on you. And now, in this situation, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Sure, Rabbi Eliezer matayar. The Chachamim said it's tame, but Rabbi Eliezer had said it was tahar. But we say that the ashes are tame, based on what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yakim are testifying according to them. Next, Heyed Rabbi Papias, Al Misha Nazar Shtei Naziruyos. Rabbi Papias testified that somebody vowed to be a Nazir twice. He said, I shall be a Nazir twice. So an unspecified Nazirus is 30 days. And by saying he was going to be a Nazir twice, he's a Nazir for 30 days. One period Nazirus. On the 31st day, he shaves his hair, brings his karbonos of a Nazir, and immediately starts to count the second period of 30 days as a Nazir. Then on the 61st day, he shaves his hair again, and once the second Nazirus period is over, now he's done. So the 31st day is counted as day one of the second Nazirus. So somebody in this situation, Shem Gilach has a Rishona Yom Shloshim. If he shaved all of his hair on the 30th day, so he shaved his Nazirus, his first Nazirus, on the 30th day. Nevertheless, Shemagaleh Hashniya Yom Shishim, that the Mixas Hayom is considered Kikulo. So ex post facto, by shaving his hair on the 30th day, but he kept a little bit of the 30th day as a Nazir, that's good enough. And now that he begins his second Nazirus on the 30th day, because he started a day early, then he shaves the second Nazirus on the 60th day. Megaleich Hashniya Yom Shishim. Because the 60th day is the 31st day of the second Nazir's period. So even though he only kept 60 days, he kept 29 and a half days, that counts as 30 for the first Nazirus, and then 30 full days for the second, and the 60th day is now day 31 of the sixth of the second Nazirus, and so as a result, he can then shave all his hair on the 60th day. Bim yom shishim chaser echad, but what if he did the same thing? After he shaved, after 29 and a half, he shaves again after 29 and a half. That makes the 60th day day 30 of his second Nazirus, and he shaves halfway through the day, again, mitzvah yom kikulo. In such a case also, yotza, he was yotze both Nazirusin, sheyom shloshim ola lo min aminyan, because day 30 of the first Nazirus, when he shaved halfway through the day, counts as both the end of the first and the beginning of the second. So his second Nazirus ends on the 59th day. So if he shaves his hair on that day, the 59th day, by doing a mikzas again, he has fulfilled his obligation. So this guy who jumped the gun and did everything a little bit too early is still yotze both his nazirusin, even though he didn't really do everything according to the rules.